So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf mentioned Ma bein Nazir Oilam la Nazir Shimshin. The distinctions between a Nazir Oilam, one who takes on to be a Nazir his whole life, and a Nazir Shimshin, one who takes on to become a Nazir like Shimshin HaGibor, who has a Nazir his whole life. Nazir Oilam. Hichbid Sairi Mekel Betar Umevi Shalash Behemis. Ve'im Nitma Mevi Karban Toma. A Nazir Oilam may trim his hair that is considered kovid, burdensome, with a razor, at which each time he is also required to bring 3 karbanas as a Nazir Tar. And he may not become Tamei Meis, in which case he would be required to bring the 3 karbanas of a Nazir Tamei. However, Nazir Shimshin Hichbit Sari Eina Mekel, Ve'im Nitma Eina Mevi Karban Toma. A Nazir Shimshin may not trim his hair, but he may become Tamei Meis, and he would not be required to bring the 3 karbanas of a Nazir Tamei. The Gemara explains the sources for the different halachas of Nazir Shimshin and Nazir Oilam. Nazir Shimshin Mutr L'Tameh B'mes is allowed to become Tameh, Gemara Gemirullah. This is known through a halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. And Nazir Oilam, Hech B'Tzare Mekel B'Tar, is allowed to cut his hair once it becomes too heavy. This we know from Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, who was a Nazir Oilam, as the Pasuk states, V'yehi Miketzar Boim Shana V'yom Avshalom El HaMelech, and as Tosfos explains, Stam neder mashmalei nazirus. The common neder refers to nazirus. Another pasuk that refers to Avshalom states, "Uvagalcha es roishay v'hoyim miketz yamim lo yamim asher galeach kechabed alav v'galcha b'koymer." He cut his hair when it was kovid, burdensome. So we see that Avshalom cut his hair even though he was a nazir, because it was kovid, burdensome. The Gemara then cites a 3-way machlokes regarding the sheer kovid, the amount of time in which hair grows that is considered burdensome. Rabbi says, Megaleach echad l'shnayim asur chaydish. Rabbi Nehroi says, Megaleach achas l'lam yoyim. Rabbi Yesi says, Megaleach me'erb Shabbos l'erb Shabbos. Rabbi says, Megaleach echad l'shnayim asur chaydish. He holds the sheer kovid is 12 months, because we see that Avshalom trimmed his hair once in 12 months, as the Pasuk states, Vayhi mikitz yamim liyamim. V'yalef yamim yamim in bati arachayma. And we have a gzereshava from the word yamim here to the word yamim by bati arachayma, where it says yamim tiyegu lasai. So we say, ma hasm yod beis chaydish, avkan yod beis chaydish. Just as regarding bati arachayma, the word yamim refers to 12 months, so too regarding giluach by Avshalom, the word yamim refers to 12 months. Rav Nehroi says, megalech achas lalam again. He holds the shir kovidish 30 days, because a nazir oilam is similar to a kohen, in which kedushas oilam and kedushas oilam, the kedusha of both is everlasting. Therefore, gabbe kahanim mishum de ikur kovid, hachanami ikur kovid. Just as a kohen cuts his hair for kovid once in 30 days, so too a nazir oilam cuts his hair for kovid once in 30 days. Rabbi Yisi says, megalech me'erv Shabbos le'erv Shabbos. Shekem etzina bibbenei malachim, shemagalchem erv Shabbos le'erv Shabbos. The shir kovid is 7 days, as we see that the sons of kings were accustomed to cut their hair each Friday l'kavod Shabbos, so to Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, trimmed his hair each Friday. If so, asks the Gemara, ma'ike b'nei l'shar choy? There really is no difference between Avshalom being a nazir and his brothers. One answer is, yem tev shechali is be'emtzer Shabbos. The distinction between Avshalom and his brothers would be when yom tev starts on a weekday. They would shave the kovid yamtiv, and they couldn't because like a kovid. Another answer is, achoy megalchin min tzafa demale shabsa. His brothers would cut their hair early Friday morning the kovid Shabbos. However, ihu le megalech ad panya. Avshalom could only cut his hair later on Friday, as the Rush explains, ad havoz kibbernaisiv, only after he brought the karbonis. Zak de mishnah stam nazir islam medyayim. When a person takes on to become a nazir without specifying a time, he becomes a Nazir for 30 days. The Gemara cites a machlokes regarding the source for Stam Naziris Lamadayim. Rav Masna says, Stam Naziris is 30 days, and the source is from the pasuk that states, Kol Yimei Neda Nizrei V'Goymer, Kodesh Yi Godel Peres Sa'Roishe. The word Yiya has a numerical value of 30, alluding to the 30 days that Naziris is Midairaisa. Rapada says, Stam Naziris Lamadayim Chaser Achas, only 29 days. The source for this is Kineged Nazir Nizr Hamur Matara Lamed Chaser Achas. The Torah mentions the word Nazir 29 times, alluding to the 29 days that Naziris is Midairaisa. And then there is the next day, the 30th day, Megalech, or maybe Karbonaisav, the Nazar shaves and brings his Karbonas. At this point, the Gemara begins an extended discussion regarding this machlokes between Rav Masna, who says Stam Naziris Lamed Yoim, and Bar Pada, who says that Stam Naziris Lamed Yoim Chaser Achas. The Gemara begins by citing the first mission in the third parak. It's not Misha Amahareini Nazir Megalech Yim Shleisha Me'achad. If a person states, I take on to become a Nazir, but he did not specify a time, Likatchila he is to bring his Karbonas and cut his hair on the 31st day. However, Mikilach Liyim Shleisha Me'atzah, B'diyevet, even if he brought the Karbonas and cut his hair on the 30th day, he is Yaitzah. Now, this Mishnah poses a problem for Rav Masna from the Seifa and for Bar Pada from the Reisha. According to Rav Masna, the Reisha is straightforward, Megalech Yim Shleisha Me'echad, because Stam Naziris Lamed Yoim, Midai Reisa, a Stam Naziris completes after 30 days, in which Likatchila he may not bring Karbonas until the following day. However, the Sefer, which says that Megilach Liyim Shleishim Yatzah, seems to be saying that Naziris ends on the 29th day. Rav Masna explains this as follows. This is indeed possible because Kesavah Miktzes Hayoim Kikula holds that Midai Reisa, the Naziris completes even after a partial 30th day, therefore B'diyevet, he may bring his Karbonas later on the same day. According to Bar Pada, the Reisha which says Megalech Yim Shleishim Echad seems to hold that Naziris ends on the 30th day. Bar Pada explains this as follows. It is the Drabanan that initiated that Stam Naziris completes only after 30 days. If a person specifies a Naziris of 30 days, this Naziris goes on for 30 days, Midaraisa. Not like a Stam Naziris, which Midaraisa is only Lamed Yom Chaser Achas, 29 days. Therefore, to avoid confusion, the Rabbanan said, Migalech Yom Shleisha Me'echad, Likatchila he should bring his Karbonas on the following day, the 31st day. However, the Sefer, according to Bar Pada, is straightforward. Migilech Yom Shleisha Me'yatzah, because Stam Naziris, Chav Tesyayim, Midai Reisa, a Stam Naziris completes after 29 days. Therefore, B'di'evet, he may bring Karbonas on the following day, the 30th day. However, he may not bring Karbonas that same day, because Leslie Miktasim Kikulay. Bar Pada holds that Midai Reisa, the Naziris only completes after a full 29 days. Therefore, even with the Yevid, he may not bring Karbonas on that same day. This discussion continues in the next daf.